Good morning.
Blog
Talk
Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God and welcome to the Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Yes, it is Power Hour of Prayer. Power Hour of Prayer. Because there is power in prayer. And we know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, or prayer can change you. If you want a change in your life, you begin to pray without ceasing. Call on the Almighty Living God. Yes, our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls. We want you to tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer, prayer and teaching on prayer, the reading of the Word of God. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We want to remind you that we're here Monday through Saturday, and you know what? We're going to start on Sundays. So we thank God for the power of prayer. We want to reach out to you in prayer. Reach out to the Almighty Living God. We want you to send your prayer requests. Yes, please send your prayer requests in to the Power Hour of Prayer. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. And we want to give you the address, send your prayer request into 250. Yes, that's P.O. Box 25021, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21223. That's P.O. Box 21021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Let's get that right this morning. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. Write to Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Blessings are flowing from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we know the hand of God is upon you. If you believe in the power of prayer, you know what prayer can do. Continue to pray without ceasing. He wants to hear from you. Yes, the Almighty Living God want to hear from you and you. We want you to tell a friend once again to tune in. Share a good thing. We know that you've been blessed. We receive many letters in reference to praise reports. We receive many letters in reference to healing that has taken place, deliverance that has taken place in people's lives. And we know we pray. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry pray 24 hours a day. Yes, around the clock. 24 hours a day around the clock. And we pray continuously. So we don't just stop at 7 o'clock. We have a prayer, mass praying. Yes, mass praying. Praying without ceasing around the world. We thank God for our prayer warriors in Africa, Germany, in Venezuela, Mexico, New Mexico. We thank God for our prayer warriors in Utah. Thank you, Jesus. Arizona, yes, we got Kobe Green in Arizona, our prayer warrior. And we thank God for a friend. They're praying without ceasing with us. God is truly a good God. He's an awesome God. And he can do what? Anything but fail. We want to thank God for our sponsors. Yes, 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 Shanita Kelly. Shanita Kelly, we thank God for you. Powerful, powerful woman of God. Realtor, yes, doing great and mighty things in Maryland and also in Pennsylvania. Unless she's licensed and bonded in Maryland and Pennsylvania. Good morning, Shanita Kelly. We thank God for you. A praying woman of God, powerful woman of God. And she got a prayer team. Yes, she do. Zariel Kelly, powerful praying woman of God. She got a wonderful dynamic praying team. So we thank God for the team of prayer warriors, young men and women in God, praying without ceasing. Zariel Kelly, we thank God for you. Up at 4 in the morning, dynamic young lady, praying without ceasing. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors, and we just thank God for our youth that are young people that are up, that believe in the power of prayer. And we know what prayer could do. prayer could change that situation, and prayer could change you. We're going to ask Zariel Kelly to pray for us one morning if she's not at school on our prayer line, and we're going to just thank God for her going forth and praying and praying and praying. We're going to develop a prayer team, our youth. Yes, we're going to use our youth and let them come forth and pray at a designated time. So if you know of any young people that believe in the power of prayer, that want to pray, amen, that want to pray and know what prayer could do, we're going to definitely have them praying on our power hour of prayer. Okay. Thank God. And we're going to designate a time to them to pray. All right. So, again, we want to thank God for Shanita Kelly. Give her a call at 443-854-0977 of Samson Realtors. Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. We thank God for you. You're in search of that brand new home. She's the woman to call. She knows about grant money. She knows about getting your finances in order. And that's the first thing you want to do when you make that purchase. Get your finances in order. Amen. Get everything in order. And we know that we serve a God who's a God of order. So we definitely want you to get your finances in order. And Shanita Kelly's the person that will help you do that. She'll pray with you through that situation, through that purchase, selling of a home that you may be living in now, or a home that you're not living in. She's the woman to call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. She believes in the power of prayer, and she wants that new home to be a blessing. She wants that sale to be a blessing. She wants your new home to be a blessing and not a burden. So we want you to call on the woman of God, Shanita Kelly, at 443-854-0977 of Sands and Realtors. Thank you, Shanita Kelly. Don't forget about our sponsor, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2103 North Charles Street, our master electrician. If you desire to have that natural hairstyle, if you don't have it and you want to get started doing some locks, Dr. David Gaines is the man to call at 443-449-3166, 449-3631. We got it, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines is giving away fruits and vegetables every week on Thursdays, but you got to give him a call today and let him know you'd like to have a box of fresh fruits and vegetables and possibly some bread, maybe some pastry, and you got to pick it up at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. Dr. David Gaines, again, give him a call at 443-449-3631. For that natural hairstyle. Also, he has a barber on the premises. Amen. Reg, good morning to you. You have to give Dr. David Gaines a call. Schedule your for your hairstyle. Amen. For those locks. Amen. For those, I'm telling, just natural hairstyles. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women of God. And we got to learn how to love ourselves. Amen. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines. If you desire to see the barber, a master barber, Reg at 443-449-3631, and let them know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. And you know what? You tell them that, you're going to get yourself a nice discount. Amen. Again, he's truly a man of God, powerful prayer warrior, and truly, truly blessed by the best. Again, give Dr. David Gaines a call, 443-449-3631. Master electrician, or if you desire to see the barber, all right, give Dr. David Gaines a call also, and he'll get in touch with Reg for you at 443-449-3631. You have to call for an appointment. Once again, if you'd like to have those fresh fruits and vegetables, you got to pick them up or have someone to pick them up for you. And let Dr. David Gaines know that you stand in need of fresh fruits and vegetables. And if you need bread, he'll provide that with you too. But you got to call him and pick them up on Thursday. We thank God for the family tree, Family Tree, located at 2108 North Charles Street. A lot of good things there on Charles Street. 2108 North Charles Street. Yes, the Family Tree. The Family Tree is the place where you want your children to be. And we're still facilitating groups in spite of the COVID. Now they're opening back up. Some groups that are being held in the office at 2108 North Charles Street. Parenting support groups. You may need that support. You may need the help from someone else. You may be court ordered to go to parenting groups. Call the Family Tree at 410-889-2300. And guess what? It's free, free, free. And I say that because in some states, if you're court ordered to go to parenting, you got to pay. So we are blessed here in Baltimore, aren't we? Thank you, Jesus. The Family Tree also has a Care Plus program, Respite Child Program. Respite Care Plus provides free short-term care for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as a full-time child care. Space is limited. Free child care, you need a break, sudden emergency, doctor visits, job interviews, feeling overwhelmed and just need a break, call this number, 443-451-9806. That's 443-451-9806. Free child care, the Family Tree, raising families up. And yes, I am facilitators for the Family Tree. Yes, I am. One of the facilitators for the Family Tree. And again, if you need the help or support, the Family Tree, we're here for you, to help you, to be there with you in times when you feel like you don't know what direction to go in. Or if you know of individuals, parents, grandparents, they have grandparents group also. And these groups are for men and women. Men and women. Amen. Thank God for the male and females. You need help, you need support, the Family Tree is the place to help you raising families up. Thank you, Jesus. Give them a call if you want to be a part of a group, and they'll let you know where the groups are being held and when at 410-889-2300. Again, 410-889-2300. Now, if you want to be a part of the Care Kids Care Plus program, you need to go out to an appointment. You need to go to court. You need to go to your child's school and don't have anyone to take care of that child. Call them, and you need to fill out your paperwork, okay? 443-451-9806. Become a part of the Kids Plus program. Do it today, okay? Don't wait until it's too late. Do it today, and it is free. Thank you, Family Tree. We appreciate you. Non-profit organization. In God good. He's blessing us here in the city of Baltimore. In spite of what we're hearing on the news, in spite of the place, God is still in the blessing business. And I want you to know that this morning. You may not need the Family Tree, but you may know of a parent that may need it. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, foster parents, just a neighbor. Let them know about the Kids Care Plus program. Don't leave your children home alone. That's just a movie. Don't leave your children home alone. 443-451-9806. Respite Child Care Program, sponsored by the Family Tree, raising families up. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He makes a way out of no way. Thank you. And those of you that are living in Baltimore, Maryland, and not only Baltimore, Maryland, you know what? There's going to be a free resource there for grandparents and relative caregivers raising their grandchildren. Baltimore City Health Department and Aging and Care Services and Baltimore City Public Schools is sponsoring this program. Free tote bag for the first 200 participants. That's Saturday, mark your calendars, Saturday, June the 4th, 2022, at the Forum Caterers. And those of you in Baltimore, Maryland know about the Forum Caterers, located at 4210 Primrose Avenue. 4210 Primrose Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free resource fair for grandparents and relative caregivers raising their grandchildren. Come out and be, telling you, blessed. They have a DJ, they have giveaways, local resources, supportive programming, continental breakfast, snacks, mini massage, and you probably need that massage, free wellness kits. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. It's free to attend, but you got to register, okay? Register at, and I'm going to give you this information where you can register. Get your pencil and your paper or your cell phone. Get it out now. The register is https://tinyurl.com/ all one word, Grandparents Resource Fair. That's capital G, lowercase, G-R-A-N-D, P-A-R-E-N-T-S. All one word, Resource Fair. And it's a capital R for resource and a capital F for fair. Again, that's https://, tinyurl.com/ Grandparents Resource Fair. Or for more information, give them a call at 410-396-1337. And again, that event is going to be held at the Forum Caterers, 4210 Primrose Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21219. Call 410-396-1337 for more information. Do not call the Forum. Call 410-396-1337. God bless Baltimore. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our word. We thank God for our teaching here at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We thank God for the new members that are joining us, faithful, faithful, faithful men of God who's been a part of this powerful, powerful prayer ministry for over 25 years. Yes, we want you to know that, Sister Greta. We want you to know that. Over 25 years, we have been praying without ceasing. And yes, we have seen some changes. Amen. We've seen the hand and move of God. Yes, we have. We thank God for the prayer requests that are being sent in P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is a good God. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what's being done, what's being said, God is still a good God. And we got to believe and trust in him. We're going to go to the Word of God. I believe in reading the Word of God. And I pray that you all get yourselves a Bible where you can just turn them pages. I know we're doing the cell phones, the tablets, the computers. I want you to get yourself a Bible. Keep a Bible in your room. Thank you, Jesus. We know that some people have problems with their eyesight, so we understand that you maybe use Braille, and that's excellent. You may have to listen. That's excellent. We know that God is able. He knows your circumstances. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows why you're going through what you're going through. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thank you, Jesus. thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pest that walketh at dark, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Yes, he knows your name. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows your every thought. He knows the desires of your heart. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. Our psalm of protection. Read it every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even for a snack. Psalm 91, the word of God. Even place it in your car. Open your Bible up to Psalm 91 and just leave it there. Leave it there at all times. Psalm of protection. Place it in your home, maybe in your living room, in your parlor, in your den, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your club basement, in your dining room. Psalm of protection. Your Bible and leave it there. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I want you to get Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3 in your spirit today. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Verses 1 through 3, Psalm 35. Memorize it. Get it in your spirit when you're going through something. When you want to cry out to God. As you go before the judge in the courtroom. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead my cause. When you're going through something with your enemies. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. On your job. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. In your home, in your family. Cry out. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of thy shield and buckler and stand up for my help. When they accuse you of doing something that you did not do, makes false accusations against you. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. The Lord is your helper. He's your keeper. He is your way out. Let him plead your cause. Let him fight that battle for you. And he will do it. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in thy land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he will. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. Evildoers shall be cut off, my sisters and brothers. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnash upon him with his teeth. But shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and slay such as the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Isn't that a blessing, my sisters and my brothers, men and women of God? The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Are you one of the upright? I pray that you are. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Put your name there. The Lord knoweth the days of Patricia, and Patricia's inheritance shall be forever. Forever means forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Yes, he is a waymaker. Yes, he is a healer. Yes, he is a deliverer. Yes, he is a God that hears your prayers, and he answers your prayers. An on-time God. I want you, my sisters and brothers, to decree and declare guidance, decree and declare divine intelligence, decree and declare divine love, decree and declare that God's will is being done. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in my situation. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in the courtroom. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in that lawyer's office. I decree and declare that God is being done on your case. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in the hospital. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in my health. I decree and declare that God's will is being done right now in that nursing home. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in that assisted living facility. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in that child's life, your husband's life, your wife's life. I decree and declare that God's will is being done in the cities, the counties, the states, the continents, the nation, the United States of America. I decree and declare that God's will is being done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Decree and declare divine plan. God's divine plan. Decree and declare that God will give you a divine plan. Thank you, Jesus. Decree and declare today that God will give you order. Order. Order in your life. Decree and declare divine order. Divine order. We serve a God of order. Divine order in your home as you rise up this morning. Divine order as you pray and seek him. Divine order on your job. Decree and declare divine order as you go into the grocery store to shop. I decree and declare divine order in my finances. I decree and declare divine order in paying those bills. I decree and declare that he will just wipe away some of those bills. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. I decree and declare as you drive down the highways and the byways, on your way to work, on your way to school, I decree and declare divine order in your thoughts. Take out that confusion, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare divine order in your thought pattern. I decree and declare divine order. I decree and declare divine blessings in your life. Not just blessings, divine blessings from on high in your life, in your family, in your home, divine blessings on your job. Thank you, Jesus. Divine order in the military. Divine blessings upon our military. Divine blessings right where you are. I decree and declare divine faith. Have faith the size of a mustard seed. I decree and declare divine faith in God, the almighty living God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, you can. I decree and declare divine faith in your life. Trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. I decree and declare faith. Faith in the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus, for divine faith. I decree and divine restoration. Yes, God is restoring all that the locust has stolen from you. I decree and declare divine restoration. He's restoring, my sisters and brothers, all that the enemy has taken away from you. To restore means to what? Make beautiful again. Isn't that awesome? To restore, to make beautiful again. One of the least known prayers of decree, yet one of the most important for getting your prayers answered, is the decree of divine restoration. If you trace back in memory the cause of the unhappy experiences in your life, you would doubtless discover that most of those experiences in ill health, financial difficulties, and human relation problems were related to a belief in loss. The thought of loss lounge in your conscious and subconscious phrases of your mind causes many, perhaps most, of life difficulties. The thought of loss. The word loss literally means destruction. And the thought of loss held in your mind is a destructive one. Stop saying you've lost a loved one. If you know without doubt that they're born again, they're saved, they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, your loved one has gone home to be with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You haven't lost them. You'll see them again. They're not at the lost and found. You'll see them again. That's why it's important, as men and women of God, that we go out and witness for the Almighty Living God, that we will not lose our loved ones. Share the word of God with them. Pray for them without ceasing. No matter what's going on in their lives, you pray for them. Let God fight that battle. Let God make the change. We can't change anybody. However, a belief in present and future fulfillment blots out previous beliefs and loss, as promised by the prophet Joel. Little Joel, the second chapter, the 25th verse. This is the word of the Lord. You believe the word of God? You trust God's word? Go to the book of Joel. Read the entire book. But go to Joel 2:25 this morning. It says, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Think back. It may be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It may be 10 years, somebody. God is going to restore the years the locusts have eaten. Nobody but God can do that. Joel 2:25. You can establish such a belief in present and future fulfillment by affirming divine restoration. My sisters and my brothers, men and women of God, God's chosen people, you didn't choose God. God chose you. God chose you. You've decided to follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you decided to follow Jesus. But I want you to know, God chose you. You can establish such a belief in present and future fulfillment by affirming divine restoration. Once again, the word restore means to make beautiful again. You know when you get that piece of antique furniture or the antique car or that old home and restore it? Make beautiful again. And that's what God is doing in your life. As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to the present that it seems even to fill the emptiness of the past. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the process, whatever has been taken from you is then divinely restored. Somebody ought to be shouting and praising God this morning for divine restoration in your situation, in your life. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a good God we serve. What a blessing God we serve. Always there is a balancing, restoring power for good at work in every person. He's not selective. In every person. And in every experience of loss. instead of trying to force your good, affirm that it is now divinely restored in God's own time. Let me tell you that again. Instead of trying to force your good, affirm that it is now divinely restored in God's own time. Timing is everything. God's time is the right time. Thank you, Jesus. God's time is the right time. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. In God's time, in God's way, God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. Affirm that it is now divinely restored in God's own time and way, and it will still appear in God's time and in God's way. It will still appear. Repeat after me, my sisters and my brothers. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Let's say it again. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine restoration. This is a time of divine fulfillment. This is a time of divine healing. This is a time of divine peace. This is a time of divine love. Thank you, Jesus. This is a time of divine deliverance. This is a time of divine healing. And you feel that in your spirit. You ought to feel that in your sanctified soul. Deep down in your sanctified soul. You ought to feel that this morning. You ain't got to wait till Sunday morning. You ain't got to wait till Bible study night. You don't have to wait till Friday night prayer service. You ought to feel it in your sanctified soul right now. Today, this is a time of divine fulfillment of the Word of God. I could do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Let's say that again. I can do things through Christ, who strengthens me. Ain't no stopping you now, my sisters, my brothers. Get off the bench and get in the game. Get off the bench and get in the game. My sisters and my brothers, you're on the battlefield for the Lord. You promised him that you would serve until you die. Even as you lie on your sickbed, you still serve God. You still praise God. You still glorify God. You still let someone that come into your room, just give you some water, give you a bath, say, God is good. You're on the battlefield. Wounded soldiers, still on that battlefield. Call on the name of Jesus. I give thanks for divine restoration. I give thanks for divine restoration in my mind. He's a mind regulator. Yes, he is. I give thanks for divine restoration in my mind. There's no confusion in your mind this morning. God is giving you divine restoration. He's restoring that mind. He's making that mind beautiful again. There's no mental disorder. No mental disorder. No bipolar. No paranoid schizophrenic. No dementia. No Alzheimer's disease. I give thanks for a divine restoration in my mind. And you need to say that every day. Stop saying I forget everything. Stop saying I can't remember anything. Say this. I give thanks for a divine restoration in my mind. Say it every day. Repeat that. Stop saying I can't remember anything. I'm about to go out of my mind. Give thanks for divine restoration in your mind. Write it down. Put it on your mirrors. Put it in your purse. Put it in your wallet. I give thanks for divine restoration in my mind. I give thanks for divine restoration in my body. By his stripes I am healed. No good thing will he withhold from you. Thanks for divine restoration in my mind, my body. I claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus, and it will come to pass in God's time. He's an on-time God. I give thanks for divine restoration in my mind, my body, my financial affairs. God is placing those financial affairs in order. Write down every bill that you have that need to be paid. And pay them. Pay your bills first before you do anything, my sisters and brothers. God is a God of order. Yes, he wants you to tithe, but he also wants you to pay your bills. Now, if you got sick and lost an income, might have lost your job, change in income, that's something different. And God will help you take care of that situation too. Amen. God will tell you what to do with that situation. That's different. I give thanks for divine restoration in my mind, my body, my financial affairs. I said, my brother, stop buying things that you don't need. We know that God blesses us with some things that we want, but a lot of things that we're purchasing, we don't need them. Think about it. Think about it before you pick up that item. Purchase it. Think about it. But pay your bills first. Tithe. Pay your bills. Men and women of God, God wants your financial affairs to be in order. He wants to bless you. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. The prayer of divine restoration. Divine restoration. God will restore all that the locust. God will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. Joel 2:25. Even in the midst of COVID, even in the midst of wars and rumors of wars, the book of Joel is telling us God will restore, not man. God will restore all the years that the locust has taken from you. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, God is restoring your health to you. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, Dr. Catherine Walker, God is restoring all that the locust has taken her from you. Shanita Kelly, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken her from you. Jill Green and Dr. Ron Green of Miami, Florida. God is restoring all the years that the locust has taken from you. Minister Sharon Ricks, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken from you. Greta Mills, God is restoring all the years that the locust has taken from you. Mother Annie Green, God is restoring all the years that the locust has taken from you. Mother Nita, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken from you. Evangelist Jack Miller, God is restoring all the years that the locust has taken from you. Pastor Linda Smith, God is restoring all the years that the locust has taken from you. Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken from you. Tracy, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken from you. Tony, God is restoring all the years the locust has taken from you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing Tracy. Thank you, Jesus. With the new baby and giving her guidance and wisdom in her life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that the families, the Kelly family, will maintain good health. Her children, the future will be greater than what she anticipated. They will have God's protection and love all around their entire family. Diamond will be a successful veterinarian. And that Shanita Kelly will receive divine restoration, divine success in her real estate, and blessed as a broker. Divine success for our families, our loved ones. Divine peace in the Green family, the Trahan family. Divine peace, divine order. Divine love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rael and Zariel, Diamond. Divine restoration. Divine love. Divine order in your lives. Desmond Stewart. Divine order in your life. Divine peace. Divine salvation. Divine salvation. Diane Green. Divine healing. TJ Staten, divine healing. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Alfred Bellamy, Ruth Bellamy, divine healing. Sister Burdetta Washington has received divine healing in her body in its entirety. Divine healing in Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. Divine healing, Ricky Hightower. God is blessing him. God is restoring him. Divine healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for restoration in our cities, in our states. Divine healing. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Harry P. Close III. Sister Gwen, the family in its entirety. Divine restoration. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Reverend Dr. Rose E. Savage, New Union Baptist family. Divine restoration. Sister Nettie Savage, divine restoration. Evangelist Janet Griffith, divine restoration, divine healing. Jonathan, Christopher, Christina, divine healing. Divine restoration. Divine deliverance. Every drug addict, divine deliverance from drugs, alcohol. Divine deliverance in our nation. Divine peace in our homes, on our jobs, in our schools. Divine order, divine protection as we go and leave our homes today, on our jobs, in the classrooms, in the schools. Divine protection for our young people. Protection against the firing of each weapon. We come against that spirit, Father God, right now, of those that have a desire to take away innocent lives. We come against that spirit right now. Put a hedge of protection around our family. Touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Divine peace and order. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Power hour of prayer. I believe in miracles. What about you? Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be an angel in disguise. And God is going to send an angel in your midst. Yes, he is. God's going to place some angels of protection around you. Be a blessing to someone, my sisters, my brothers, today. Bless someone with a smile. Greet them and let them know that God loves them. Jesus loves them because the Bible tells me so. Greet them with the word of God. Pray without ceasing. This is the power hour prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Mail me your prayer request and request your prayer rug today. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and share the number with a friend. Thank God for Jesus. There's power in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Expect and receive your miracle today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Elder Dawn and Annette Smith, thank God for Mercedes, your family in its entirety. Yes, God is real.